Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sports and Legend. Along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew, and of course William Ramal. Hey, what's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's up?
Not much, man. How you doing?
Doing good. Just watching some great football.
Yeah, I'm checking out the Patriots Texan game. Patriots are leading 17-10. You know, we're going to talk about momentarily, but, you know, first we're going to lead off or tip off with a little NBA, with the Knicks playing against the Hornets, a little summary. As the Knicks, we're also going to talk about the weekend Knicks basketball preview, the Knicks and Pistons at London. Mm-hmm. Then we'll talk a little NFL playoffs, talk a little bit baseball about the MLB Hall of Fame voting this year. Yeah. And then, you know how it is, Mac and the folks out there. Talk a little sports entertainment. Talk about the Royal Rumble coming up later this month and Raw 20th anniversary that's going to come up tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
But, of course, folks, you know the number. It's 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to talk sports, entertainment, everything else. You guys know the deal. So let's tip off a little NBA with the Knicks. Knicks bounce back. They snap their three-game losing streak against the Hornets. And what are your thoughts, my friend?
It was a good game. Early on, they were down in that first quarter. I thought they were going to lose, but in the second half, they turned it around. They played some defense. And the Hornets, they have a young team, and, you know, they're not there yet. You know, they have Davis, the first-round pick.
Yeah, Anthony Davis with the unibrow.
Yeah, with the unibrow, exactly. And, you know, he's still a young guy, you know, as his career goes along, you know, he'll become experienced and he'll become one of the top superstars in the NBA. But right now, he's still in that he's a rookie, you know, and his team is young. So you don't expect him to go anywhere this season. And, you know, they're not really a good team. So Knicks needed to win this game and beat them. And that's what they did. They ended up winning 100 to 87, I think was the score.
Let me check quickly, see what the score is. What was that score?
I think it was 100 to 87.
I think you're right. Let me just check to confirm. 100 to 87.
Yeah. Carmelo had 27 points.
Yeah, he played well. Like the last game against the Bulls, he started off slow, but, you know, in the second half, especially in the fourth quarter, you know, the score or percolate, as well, Clyde Frazier.
Yeah, I mean, we need to play better. In the first half, for some reason, I don't know, we're always coming out like we're asleep.
Exactly, especially in the first quarter. I mean, I don't know how many games in a row. I think, what was it, like 13 out of 15 games in a row we've failed the first quarter.
Yeah, man, we can't be doing that.
Yeah, I know. They started to pick it up a little bit at the second quarter. I think we had a brief lead. How was it, like seven? It was a what? I can't remember the score. Did we had a 4-point lead, I think, at that point?
In the fourth quarter? In the beginning of the fourth quarter?
No, the second quarter. At the end of half. Before halftime.
I'm not sure.
I think we fouled a guy and he shot three free throws just as the buzzer was about to expire
right.
For halftime. And that cut into the lead. And, you know, after that second half, you know, we played a lot better.
Yep.
You know, play some defense. And, you know, fourth quarter we took care of business.
Yeah, it was a good game. Good that they ended that three-game losing streak. And they also end the Hornets' five-game winning streak. So,
yep.
Let's just hope this game going into the Pistons in London, that they could play just as good as they did today.
Exactly. And, you know, believe it or not, folks, this was Knicks snapped their first – today they snapped their first three-game losing streak, their first – three-game losing streak under the Mike Woodson regime.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, usually we play dominant at home, but since then we're like, what, 4-5 at home?
Something like that, yeah.
So, you know, we got to, you know, hopefully today was just, you know, the catalyst of Knicks turning their season back to where they started early on.
I hope so. I hope so, and they're gonna get. It looks like they're gonna get Shumpert, so that's
right.
Gonna give them a boost.
Thursday afternoon,
mm-hmm.
in London, and you know, now we're talking about the good. Now we gotta talk about the bad and the ugly, man. The Bulls. Well, I guess we'll talk about the bad right now. You know, the Bulls, man. They're 3-0 against us.
Yep.
Nate Robinson, I don't know if you know, the Bulls just beat up on us. Of course, in the fourth quarter, we started to score. Like, Carmelo started to score. That cut into the lead. I think he had, 36 points or so? But, you know, a lot of that, you know, when the game was out of hand, you know, to cut the lead into seven, but we can never take the lead. And one of the stuff the one of the stuff that the Bulls, you know, added a little salt to our wounds. Nate Robinson, of course, you know, one of the classiest players of all time. You know, he had to do the discount double check, you know, stealing Steve Novak's move.
Yeah.
And I was listening to Steve Novak's post-game comments, you know, in today's game because, you know, MSG replayed the comments. And Steve Novak was saying that, you know, he thought of it like as an honor, you know, he likes little kids, you know, growing up and watching how he plays. He said he hoped little Nathan grows up to be something to be a player that he is now or something like that.
I did hear about that. Yeah.
He did it in a classy way. He didn't go crazy or get upset or you know, or anything like that. He just, you know, played off it.
Yeah, I mean, he shouldn't have get upset. I mean, Novak is not his move anyway. That's from Aaron Rodgers, so.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers, you know.
And Aaron Rodgers probably got it from somewhere else, so.
You know. Oh, yeah, from WWE, because, you know how some people, you know, like when they have the title.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
They like to, you know, get attention, you know, that they have the title.
Yeah.
So I think that's where he got it from. But, you know, Nate Robinson, ever since he's been on, you know, when he was on the Knicks, a lot of people, you know, he's like those type of player, you know. And when he's on your team, you know, you love him, you know, or you could get, but when he, or if some people, you know, got annoyed by his childish antics. I mean, I like the guy when he was on the Knicks. But when he's not on your team and you have a guy like that, you know, he could get annoying.
Yeah, I pay no mind to it. I mean, hey, we did after the way we were playing, we deserved it.
Yeah, you ain't lying, kid. What was I gonna say? Like when he ever since he left the Knicks, you know, whether it's with the Warriors or especially with the Celtics. I mean, you can see this guy loves, you know, he lives to try to stick it to his former team, as most players do.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, you know. Well, hopefully we'll play better against the Bulls when we see them again, you know. But,
yeah.
Just have to just move on. We can't dwell on the past. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they do. They definitely do have our number, man, lately. I mean, they, you know, sure, we haven't had a full team ever this year. But, you know, they play defense and they play us hard and, you know, as we get over to the uglier part of the week, the Celtic game, you know, which we were all, you know, excited, you know, about, you know, finally facing the Celtics and seeing where the Knicks measure up to the aging Celtics. And, you know, Celtics, you know, are still the Celtics. You know, they have Paul Pierce had a typical game against the Knicks at MSG.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Garnett, I mean, he just, you know, he's just tarnishing his career every time he opens his mouth. He apparently had very, you know, horrible things he said in the past. When he played against the Spurs, one time he told Kevin Garnett, he told Tim Duncan, "Happy Mother's Day, MF-er," you know, while Tim Duncan was shooting a free throw. And for those who don't know, Tim Duncan lost his mother on Mother's Day when he was 14. So, I mean, and then afterwards, another incident Kevin Garnett had is that he told Charlie Villanueva that, you know, he looked like a cancer patient because the guy has alopecia, I think the condition is called.
Yeah.
You know, could be wrong, but.
Yeah.
And, there was something else. I think he said something about Joakim Noah from the Bulls, but I don't know what he said, but apparently he said something bad. Well, and, of course, the most recent thing he said recently was Monday night, you know, when he was playing against the Knicks, he was, you know, he allegedly told Carmelo Anthony that his wife tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios. I mean, what the? I mean, first of all, why would, even if it was true or not? I mean, I know the guy was talking smack, but even if it was true, why would you insult a, you know, a woman, you know, like that, especially to her husband or a guy that cares about her like that?
Messed up.
I mean, apparently they're estranged now, but I mean, that's his, you know, his wife. I mean, you can't be insulting a guy's wife like that.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people are, and even Coach Doc Rivers saying it's not true what Garnett said, but who knows?
Yeah,
what,
I mean,
what happened, you know? But
and you know, I have a lot of respect for Doc Rivers. You know, he's a great, you know, coach. You know, a great player. You know, especially with the Knicks, he played well during his time. But I mean, what he's doing right now, I know Doc Rivers got to protect his guy. You know, that's his player. But to me, this is what Joe Torre did with Roger Clemens. Like, when Roger Clemens was on the Red Sox, you know, Joe Torre used to complain that Roger Clemens is a headhunter. He's always trying to hit players, aim for their head. But once he's a Yankee, and he did the same thing to Piazza when he beamed him on the head and threw the bat at Piazza, even though he thought he was throwing it to first base.
Yeah.
Joe Torre, the same guy who was criticizing Roger Clemens as a headhunter, is the same guy who's saying, oh, you know, he wasn't trying to do that. I mean, make up your mind. I mean, come on, man. I understand there's a difference between defending your player and just flat-out lying for your player.
Well, you know, a lot of these coaches do it, you know, like we were saying, like going back to Nate Robinson, you know, with a player or even as a fan or a coach, when the player is on your team, you have to defend them. You know, you have to, you know, you have to like them, even though, you know, they have faults and they act a certain way. But, you know, when they're on another team, you hate them. You know, that goes the same for Nate Robinson or Kevin Garnett or Roger Clemens. You know, you have to root for them when they're on your team, but when they're not, you have to hate them. You know, that's how it is in sports.
Yeah, I feel you, but I mean, I understand that, but it's like, you know, it has to be authenticity. I mean, you could, you know, I mean, I know that's your guy, but you have to be honest. Be like, okay, you know, that's my guy. You know, what he did was wrong, but I mean, everybody makes mistakes. You know, he could have said something like that, and you know, been like, okay, you know, been water under the bridge. But to flat out lie and say that he didn't say it, I mean, come on.
Yeah, well, you know,
you contradict. That's a contradiction. Either you're telling the truth or someone's lying.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I agree.
Melo's lying. Either Melo's lying or he's lying. And you could clearly see the way how Melo was upset. I mean, sure, Melo argues every call, you know.
And
just
he
like
needs to stop, because Melo argues every game now. It's getting a little annoying.
I know.
Knicks are doing that these days, which is annoying.
All the players, especially him, J.R. Smith, they always argue every call. I mean, it is annoying. And you could see it clearly gets in their head. I mean, even the coach is telling them about that.
Yeah, just ignore it. Jeez.
I know. It's not like the ref is going to turn the call anyway.
And even if Garnett did say, you know, your wife feels like true, Carmelo could have said something back to his wife, too.
Yeah, he could have evened the odds, even though it would have escalated the situation, but
I would have said a lot of things about Garnett.
But, I mean, come on, man. Don't get me wrong. I understand why he got upset, you know. But that's what the guy wanted you to do.
Exactly.
That's what the guy wants you to do. I mean, if the guy, he took the bait, and you could see after he said that, he was clearly out of the game. You know, he wasn't the same guy. Sure, he did, towards the end, add some points. But during crunch time, you know, when the game was closer, you know, he kind of was missing threes. He wasn't the same guy until, you know, we were basically getting blown out.
Yeah, exactly.
That's when he started to heat up, but, I mean, come on. But with that, you know, hopefully, what were you going to say? I apologize.
Well, no, you're probably going to say the same thing I was going to say. Hopefully Carmelo learns his lesson and he won't get as hyped up or let a guy get into his head like Garnett did.
Exactly. That's what the Knicks need to worry about. They need to play, you know, play, you know, intensely on defense like they did today.
Yeah.
And not let every call affect them.
Yeah. You're right.
Let me see. Shifting gears briefly to baseball. As you know, nobody got inducted to the Hall of Fame.
Shocker.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. I mean, yes, I mean, I thought Piazza should have got in. No doubt about it. He had 57% of the vote out of the 72 required to get into the Hall of Fame. He was, I think, the fourth person with the highest vote. Biggio, Jack Morris, another guy who should definitely get in, but didn't go in. Not Lance Berkman. What's his name again? Jeff Bagwell.
Mm-hmm.
He was third, and then not too far from him was Piazza. And the reason why Piazza didn't go in is because, you know, people suspect him of doing steroids, even though there's no proof, and there's nobody who has publicly said that he did it. So they basically got scared, and they lumped him in a group with Clemens and Bonds, even though they have no proof.
Well, you know, with a lot of these players, you don't really have hard evidence. You know, it's all circumstantial evidence that you have. But in this era of players using steroid use, you don't know who takes steroids and who doesn't these days. So I don't blame the committee for, you know, not inducting some of these players, because you don't know who did steroids and who didn't, you know?
No, I agree with that. I don't think Clemson Bond should have gotten because they did the steroid use. Sure, before they started doing steroids, they were Hall of Fame guys. They didn't have to do it. They were, you know, Hall of Famers, no doubt about it. But then after that, you know, after they started taking the stuff, allegedly, you know, they became rarefied players, man. I mean, they got, you know what I mean? They had, like, unheard of numbers.
Right.
And for them doing that, I mean, sure, there was no rules. But, I mean, the integrity of the game, you know, they basically ruined the game, you know, and their chances of being in the Hall of Fame. Surely they're not the only two guys who were doing it, but
oh, yeah.
I mean, when you're watching a game, you want to believe what you're seeing is, you know, real.
Right. I mean, this was widespread in baseball. I mean, and people knew about it. You had clubhouse attendants who knew about it, the managers who knew about it, and, you know, they kept it under wraps.
Exactly.
And, you know, it was widespread, you know.
Exactly.
There could be hundreds of players that were taking it.
But there was.
Kind of, you know, yeah, there were hundreds.
Remember the Mitchell report? There was over 100 guys.
Exactly. Exactly. You know,
some of the guys we'll never know, and, you know, only a few guys we know were caught doing it.
Right. So, you know, that's what happens when the players take steroids and other, you know, other performance enhancement drugs, you know, you don't get inducted in the Hall of Fame.
Exactly, but I think they should put Piazza in because they didn't have any proof to verify it. If they had strong proof to say that he didn't do it, or then I would understand them not putting him in.
Yeah.
But we shall see. I mean, history says when you get at least 50-something percent of the vote, you usually so far everybody's gotten in. On your first try, you get at least 50% of the vote. Eventually, you'll get in, but
yeah,
we shall see. But let's shift gears to the NFL playoffs here.
Yeah, it's been a great playoffs so far.
Yeah, it has been. Right now, the Patriots are leading 17-13 to the Texans. It's halftime right about now. And the Patriots, they're you know, trying to hold on to this lead right here. But another thing, earlier today, you know, the Falcons barely beat the Seahawks. 38-28.
Yeah, that was a good game.
The Battle of the Birds.
Yeah, because the Falcons looked like they were going to lose that game, but they came back and hit that last that game-winning field goal to send them to the NFC Championship. And now they'll be hosting the 49ers next week. And the 49ers beat the Packers yesterday in a blowout.
Oh, yeah, 45-31.
That's going to be a good game next week.
Oh, yeah, and also the Ravens beat the Broncos 38-35 in a double overtime. Mm-hmm. And which proves that Tebow did something that Manning hasn't done so far as a Bronco. He won at least one playoff game.
Yeah.
With the Broncos.
Get him back.
But you know, obviously it's his first year. Manning will. I'm pretty sure Manning will win many playoff games with the Broncos in the future.
Yeah, I think so.
But let's shift gears. Lastly, to WWE. There's the Raw 20th anniversary, and they're gonna announce the new inductee into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And tune in tomorrow to find out. Of course, I'll give you guys a hint. He's a legend. He's wrestled. He's been a WWE champion three times. He's extreme. And he also fought for ECW, so that should give you a clue when you tune in tomorrow.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great. It should be great. Rock and Punk had an epic promo this Monday. And
Rock had a good promo this past SmackDown also.
Oh, yeah, with Team Road Scholars.
Yeah.
The first time, they were in the ring with him, talking smack.
Rock bottom to both of them.
Yeah. Yeah, it was an entertaining segment. And CM Punk had two promos where he was in Sun Life Stadium, the former Dolphin, and Marlin Stadium. And basically CM Punk, was talking smack as usual, and he pretty much was wearing The Rock's former college football Miami Hurricanes jersey, and he basically, threw it onto the field. And another big news from WWE, other than the 20th anniversary tomorrow, is Alberto Del Rio. He won his third ever championship.
Yeah, I was shocked that he won on SmackDown like that.
Yeah, it was a real good match, and Big Show had a promo that pretty much got him popular, Del Rio popular with the fans. So that elevated the moment of Del Rio winning. My prediction is tomorrow, Ziggler is going to catch him for not two rolls. Serving legend every Sunday.